Chapter 5. Scenes as these, the profligacy, idleness, drunkenness, and vice, that will be committed to an extent which no man can foresee, on Monday, as an atonement for the restraint of the preceding day, and you have a very faint and imperfect picture of the religious effects of this Sunday legislation, supposing it could ever be forced upon the people. But let those who advocate the cause of fanaticism reflect well upon the probable issue of their endeavors. They may by perseverance succeed with Parliament. Let them ponder on the probability of succeeding with the people. You may deny the concession of a political question for a time, and a nation will bear it patiently. Strike home to the comforts of every man's fireside, tamper with every man's freedom and liberty, and 1 month, 1 week, may rouse a feeling abroad, which a king would gladly yield his crown to quell, and a peer would resign his coronet to allay. It is the custom to affect a deference for the motives of those who advocate these measures, and a respect for the feelings by which they are actuated. They do not deserve it. If they legislate in ignorance, they are criminal and dishonest. If they do so with their eyes open, they commit willful injustice. In either case, they bring religion into contempt. But they do not legislate in ignorance. Public prince and public men have pointed out to them again and again the consequences of their proceedings. If they persist in thrusting themselves forward, let those consequences rest upon their own heads, and let them be content to stand upon their own merits. It may be asked, what motives can actuate a man who has so little regard for the comfort of his fellow beings, so little respect for their wants and necessities, and so distorted a notion of the beneficence of his Creator? I reply, an envious, heartless, ill-conditioned dislike to seeing those whom fortune has placed below him, cheerful and happy, and intolerant confidence in his own high worthiness before God, and a lofty impression of the demerits of others' pride, selfish pride, as inconsistent with the spirit of Christianity itself, as opposed to the example of its founder upon earth. To these may be added another class of men, the stern and gloomy enthusiasts, who would make earth a hell, and religion a torment. Men who, having wasted the earlier part of their lives in dissipation and depravity, find themselves when scarcely past its meridian, steeped to the neck in vice, and shunned like a loathsome disease. Abandoned by the world, having nothing to fall back upon, nothing to remember, but time misspent, and energies misdirected, they turn their eyes, and not their thoughts, to heaven, and delude themselves into the impious belief that in denouncing the lightness of heart, of which they cannot partake, and the rational pleasures from which they never derived enjoyment, they are more than remedying the sins of their old career, and like the founders of monasteries and builders of churches, in ruder days establishing a good set claim upon their Maker. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.